Hello there, I'm Bruce Cameron. This is Come All Ye, folk music on Community Radio 2MCE in the Central West, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and we're streaming to the world. You can hear us on www.2mce.org. That's where we are. Good to have you along for another program of folk music. We'll start today with one of several slightly weird tracks on the program, which some people might think are not unusual for Come All Ye, but come on, be kind. This is called Lightning on the Creek by a duo called the Grown Box Boys, who I think come from Maryland in the United States. Lightning on the Creek by the Grown Box Boys, and they are Corey Sesnick and Michael Ward Bergman. Michael Ward Bergman, on some tracks, though not that one, plays a creature called the Freedom Boot. And if you see a photograph of his Freedom Boot, you will perhaps think that looks very much like an Australian lagerphone. That's what it is, Freedom Boot. Now, one that I've been meaning to play for a couple of weeks and haven't got round to it for whatever reason. It's an old track from Dadannan's album called Anthem, with the vocals from Mary Black, I do believe. It relates to a mining disaster in Staffordshire in 1895 at the Dig Lake Colliery, a song called Dig Lake Fields.
The sun comes up on Dig Lake Fields, it wakes the milk white hare. The lady tells the stable boy to saddle up the mare. The hands that hold the reins are called, the spurs are polished steel. She'll take the mare without a care to race on Dig Lake Field.
The sun goes down the town, and miners start to rise, and from their beds with sleepy heads to leave their anxious wives. But their troop could never look to get the corn.
thoughts are awfully bound. The hare can beat them all. She can outrun the hunter's gun, the miner's dart, the lord. But now this lady races on to cut this wild hare down. She dearly wants the milkwife for to trim her dancing gown.
Song that's not quite as jolly as it sounds, Dig Lake Fields from Anthem, an album released a long time ago by the Irish supergroup Dedannan. Vocals from Mary Black, as I said at the beginning of the song, but also Dolores Kane, who was also singing with Dedannan at the time. So two very fine voices combining there on that song. Good to have you along today on Come All Ye. We'll look now at Wonga Willie. They come to the program every now and again. This is from an early album of theirs called Australia Street, a poem composed by Henry Lawson, as a lot of their material was, that band. Outside track, the music provided by Jerry Hallam. He's not playing, but he did contribute to the music for Henry Lawson's poem, The Outside Track. And we'll hear from Jerry Hallam a little later in the program.
There were 10 of us there on the moonlit quay, and one on the forward hatch. No straighter man to his mates than he had ever said, lend us a match. 'Twill be long, old man, hear our glasses clink. 'Twill be long, here we grasp your hand. And we dragged him ashore for a final drink, till the whole wide world seemed grand. For they marry and go as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But the spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. Lights glowed in the morning mist that rolled from the waters green, and over the railing we grasped his fist as a dark tide came between. We cheered the captain and we cheered the crew, and our mate time's out of mind. We cheered the land he was going to, and the land he left behind. For they marry and go as the world rolls back, they marry and vanish and die. But the spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. roared Lang Syne as a last farewell, but my heart seemed out of joint. I well remember the hush that fell as the steamer passed the point. And we drifted home through the public bars. There were 10 times less by one who had sailed out under the morning stars and under the rising sun. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die. But the spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. And one by one and two by two, they've sailed from the wharf since then. I've said goodbye to the last I knew, the last of the careless men. And I can't but think that the times we had were the best times after all. As I turned aside with a lonely glass and drink to the barroom wall. For they marry and go as the world rolls back. They marry and vanish and die. But the spirit shall live on the outside track as long as the years go by. But I'll try my luck for a check out back and a last goodbye to the bush. For my heart's away on the outside track, the track of the steerage push.
Thank you.
Josephine Marsh from County Clare, I do believe, with O'Carolan's Receipt, composed by Turlo O'Carolan. And that was a planksty. That's the type of tune, not the name of the group. Josephine Marsh on accordion, Patrick Marsh playing guitar, and Enya Nedonnell playing harp. Before that, of course, Outside Track, sung by Graham Murray with Wonga Willie. A song now from Katrina Gilmore and Jamie Roberts. Katrina Gilmore plays fiddle and mandolin, as well as sings. Jamie Roberts plays guitar and banjo. This is sort of a murder ballad. It's called Hunter Man.
I've seen the man who stands in the shadow in the half light. Stands alone, holds a rifle on his shoulder like a soldier might. He never moves as the wind in the leaves make a shadow fall. I look away and look back, I'm not sure he was there at all. They say he's lived on his own in the forest for 100 years. Time the police mount a search, he just disappears. You never see his face through the trees or the side of a silhouette. And the children run away cause they've all heard the warning that they can't forget. Did your mother never tell you keep clear of the woods at night if you can? Though there's no one faster and there's no one stronger than the hunter man, the hunter man. As a brother one night he went out alone. Got drunk, stumbled into the woods on his way back home. He got away with bruises and cuts, now he's on the mend. But they'll never know the truth, since at night he never spoke again. Did your mother never tell you keep clear of the woods at night if you can? For there's no one faster and there's no one. Found the body of a man in the woods just the other day. Long hair, dirty skin, and his clothes were all worn away. Well, there's some stories going round that police won't confirm are true. They're saying he had a rifle strapped to his shoulder like the soldiers do. Did your mother never tell you keep clear of the woods at night if you can? Well, there's no one faster and there's no one stronger than the hunter man. Did your mother never tell you keep clear of the woods at night if you can? Well, there's no one faster and there's no one stronger and there's no one taller, no legs longer. No one faster and there's no one stronger than the hunter man. Oh, the hunter man, the hunter man.
Oh, keep away from him. Sound advice there, Hunter Man, the name of the song, from Katrina Gilmore, who played fiddle on that as well. Jamie Roberts played guitar. Their album, A Moment Back in Time. Jamie Roberts is the brother of Catherine Roberts, who's been on the program a few times. Good English singer. Now, two tracks I'm going to play from a group called the Tarriers. The Tarriers were reasonably big New York folk artists in the late 50s, early 60s. Washington Square, Greenwich Village, that part of the world. In the early days, they included the fellow who went on to become an Academy Award-winning actor, Alan Arkin, and a banjo player named Eric Weisberg, whose name might be familiar as well. They changed lineup a bit from time to time, but always had interesting songs. As I said, I'll play two. First one's called Shao Kun. This was a poem by Roswell Durand, who was a Haitian poet. And this is in praise of a beautiful Haitian girl. You may not recognise the imagery, but you get the idea. And who remembers Norman Luboff, the Norman Luboff Choir? Well, I think Norman Luboff was responsible for putting this poem to music. Could be wrong about that, I'm not sure. And the second track from the same album, from the Tarriers, is called Acres of Clams, sometimes known as the Old Settler's Song. It was composed in the 1870s in northwest United States. You'll recognise the melody. It's based on Rosin the Bow. Two tracks from the Tarriers.
The year you go to Penguin, la jule quadre chez Kun, les souris les wamwe, where they swell a lover moon, where they swell a lover moon, les dimoudrouves a Ca di prigiula di pie moanașa, se trogra la preca di prigiula di pie moanașa.
Country, prospecting and digging for gold. I've tunneled, hydraulicked and cradled, and I have been frequently sold.
And I have been frequently sold. And I have been frequently sold. I've tunneled, hydraulicked and cradled, and I have been frequently sold.
riches by mining, but perceiving that hundreds grow poor, I made up my mind to try farming, the only pursuit that is sure.
The only pursuit that is sure. The only pursuit that is sure. I made up my mind to try farming, the only pursuit that is sure.
So rolling my grub in my blanket, I dropped all my tools on the ground and started one morning to shank it for a country they call Puget Sound.
For a country they call Puget Sound. For a country they call Puget Sound. I started one morning to shank it for a country they call Puget Sound.
No longer the slave of ambition, I laugh at the world and its shams, and I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams.
Surrounded by acres of clams. Surrounded by acres of clams. I think of my happy condition, surrounded by acres of clams.
Acres of Clams, a message song, maybe not, from The Tarriers. And before that, from the same album, by the same group, we heard the Haitian poem put to music, Chaukun, sometimes called Tis Oiseau. In fact, those words appear in the song. And that was sung, the first one was sung by Alan Arkin, who went on to be a famous actor. Now, on Come All Ye, we have a featured album today, and it's self-titled album by a group called the Morgantown Rounders. I think they take their name from a town of that name in West Virginia. I can't find any other Morgantown that is likely to fit the bill. Anyway, these people, an old-time string band, borderline bluegrass, but it's not the fastest bluegrass, so it's not quite that. There's elements of other styles like Cajun and honky-tonk and folk, of course, a bit of country, outlaw countries in there as well. They are Scott Phillips, plays accordion and bass, Walt Sarkis, plays bass, acoustic bass that is, Jason Yaros, guitar and mandolin, and Rachel Eddy, excellent fiddle player. She's been around a long time. She's been a music teacher and performer all her adult life. And I think she also lives in West Virginia. They don't take themselves all that seriously, although they really should. They're very good. They don't say they're all vocalists. They describe their various styles as cacklin', squawkin', sangin', and hollerin'. Yeah. So, the Morgantown Ramblers from self-titled album. Here's I Picked Up a Hammer.
Thank you.
So there. First track from the Morgantown Rounders. Did I say Ramblers at one point earlier on? They're not Ramblers, they're Rounders. The Morgantown Rounders, with Rachel Eddy taking the lead on that one. She does all the singing, really, all the main singing on the tracks that are songs. The featured album on Come All Ye Today. More from them in just a little while. We head off now to, I was going to say Ireland, but not really. The tune is called Lucy Farrs, or the first tune. The second one's called The Kilnamona. Lucy Farr, indeed, born in Ireland, but spent a lot of time in London. And we're not going to hear her. We're going to hear the tune called Lucy Farrs, played by J.B. Samson and Charles Monod. So these two fellas met in the West Clare town of Doolin. J.B. Samson plays fiddle, and he's a Breton, and Charles Monod plays concertina, and he's Swiss. They got together while they were studying or immersing themselves, call it what you will, in Irish music, and got so enthused that they recorded an album called Ogavina, which is not from Switzerland or Brittany. It's a townland, Ogavina. And just for those keeping score at home, Ogavina is the 2,081st largest townland in Clare. Things you find out on the internet. Music from Clare, music from Lucy Farr's repertoire. J.B. Samson and Charles Monod playing two tunes there from their album named after the little townland in Clare where I think they shared a house at one point, Ogavina. Neil Murray now. Neil Murray was a member of the Warrumpi Band, very well-known Australian mostly indigenous band. He then started recording, he's not indigenous, but he then started recording songs about the bush. This album called Dust included a song called Menindee, and it's referencing the, as they say, ill-fated expedition by the explorers Burke and Wills.
Last drinks, boys, at Menindee in the year of 1860. After 11 drunken weeks, it's time to take your leave and be first across the country to the Gulf. So drink your drinks and drink them slow, 'cause soon you'll all be gone. As part of a team of a great exploring dream, let's hope your leaders will know where to go. Oh, Mr. Burke, do I really have to go? You see, I've got this awful feeling in my bones. I'm afraid that I won't see my home again, and I dreamt the dingoes were tearing off my clothes. Oh, yeah, boy, yeah, boy, yeah, boy, yeah, boy, yeah, boy. Oh, worry, 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 worry me. I'd much rather stay in the shade at Menindee, where the old Darling River flows. I'll give this much to Burke. He was a man of nerve, but he couldn't pick a bushman from a cove. To give Spellbound a right, a job just on sight, was asking for trouble from the word go. So it's away, away we go. Away up north out in the great unknown. Well, whose idea was it to walk across the country? I say leave the bloody country to the crows. Oh, you coy, you coy, you coy, you coy, you coy. Oh, worry, 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 worry me. I'd much rather stay in the shade at Menindee, where the old Darling River flows. Oh, in the shade of the pub at Menindee, where the beer is cold, cold, cold. After 4 months of toil and trouble, from the Gulf to the Cooper we return, only to find they'd left 9 hours before and not a soul to help us in our bind. Oh, Mr. Burke, where did all the black fellas go? Mr. Burke, how are we gonna make it on our own? I'd give everything on this day to be 400 miles away with a cold beer sloshing in my mouth. Oh, yakai, 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 yakai. Oh, worry, 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 worry me. I'd much rather stay in the shade at Menindee, where the old Darling River flows. Oh, in the shade of the pub at Menindee, where the beer is cold, cold, cold. Oh, in the shade of the pub at Menindee, where the old Darling River flows.
Thank you.
short piece called Unabi from Saruj Krajian. And it turns up on an album mostly featuring his wife, Isabel Bayrakdarian, an Armenian-Canadian soprano. The album is called Gomidas Songs, and a fellow by the name of Gomidas Vardabel was an Armenian composer. I think he became a priest. He stopped composing after 1915 because there was a bit of a problem in Armenia around that time. The Turks were next door and they had a bit of a disagreement with their neighbours. In fact, quite a disagreement. So, Gomidas Songs is the album. The Water is Wide is the next song, and it comes to us with a little sad bit of news. The song has been recorded by many people. This is a version by Barry Dransfield, who passed away just a few days ago. He was best known, certainly by me, as a fiddle player, English fiddle player. You may have seen him if you recall an old album called The Bounty, one of many movies called The Bounty, but this one was the one starring Anthony Hopkins and Mel Gibson. And Barry Dransfield played the blind fiddler, so he got a bit of exposure in that movie. Jerry Hallam, whom we'll also hear in just a little while, sent me an email telling me that Barry Dransfield had passed away. He was almost 80, and you may have seen him also playing fiddle in a style called off the chest. So he didn't put the fiddle under his chin. He'd have it resting against his chest, and he'd play it that way. Quite a distinctive style, and did it well. What I didn't realise, to my discredit, is I didn't know he was such a good singer.
Water is wide, I cannot get o'er, nor yet have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that will carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. Down in the meadows the other day, a gathering flowers both fine and gay, a gathering flowers both red and blue, I little thought what love can do. I put my hand into one soft bush, thinking the sweetest flower to find. I pricked my finger to the bone and left the sweetest flower alone. I lean my back against some oak, thinking it was a trusty tree, but first it bended and then it broke, and so did my false love to me. There is a ship and it sails the sea, it's loaded deep as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in, I know not ere I sink or swim. For love is handsome and love is fine, and love is charming when first it's new. But as it grows old, it waxeth cold, then fades away like the morning dew. The water is wide, I cannot get on, nor yet have I the wings to fly. Give me a boat that will carry two, and both shall row, my love and I.
The late Barry Dransfield, who passed away mid-June 2026, with the song The Water Is Wide. Haven't played any music by him for such a long time, probably because the only music I have is on vinyl, and I am too lazy to play much vinyl, to be honest with you, on the program. But I will dig them out, or perhaps digitise them, play a bit more from him. He did have a fine voice, and he was a very good fiddle player as well, in that off-the-chest style. So my thanks and gratitude to Jerry Hallam for passing on that sad news, but I'm glad to be reminded of the skill of Barry Dransfield. Jerry Hallam, of course, still going strong. Here he is.
I've shorn 'em sheep and lamb from the Wimmera to the Darling Downs and back, and I've shorn a shed or two where the fleece was tough as glue, but I'll tell you where I got me artist tack. I was down by Yinderway, passing time from day to day, till the big shed started moving further out, when I met a bloke chance, so I summed up at a glance as a cocky from the vineyards round about. Well, it seems he picked me too, 'twasn't very hard to do, 'cause I had me tongues a-hanging at me hip. Well, I've got a mobby said of about 200 head, and I'd give a £10 note to have the clip. I said, right, I'll take a stand, it meant getting in me hand, and by 10 o'clock we'd rounded up the mob in a shed sunk in the ground, with them wine casks all around, and that's the place I started on me job. Goes easy for a bit while me hand was getting fit, and by dinner time we'd done some half a score, with the cocky picking up and handing me a cup of bumbo after every sheep I shore. Well, he had to go away round about the seventh day, after showing me the kind of cast to use. Then I'd do some picking up, and I'd manipulate the cup, stirring round them wine casks just to pick and choose. and then I'd stagger to the pen with an eyes between a hiccup and a sob. And sometimes I'd fall asleep with me arms around a sheep, worn and weary from me over-arduous job. A dead old cobbler through the door, gathered in the cocky's bay, then staggered on me way from the hardest bloody shed I ever saw.
I've been a bit tardy in playing tracks from the featured album, so I'll play two in a row. First one's an instrumental called Valse de Criminel, or the Criminal Waltz. And then a song called Going Across the Sea. I think we'll hear the voice of Rachel Eddy again on this one.
Thank you. I'm going across the sea, gone forevermore. Fare thee well, my pretty little miss, I'm going across the sea.
And they fade away. That's the Morgantown Rounders from our featured album on Come All Ye Today, which is called The Morgantown Rounders from 2006. Not a new album, but as I often say, it's new to me. Rachel Eddy singing there and playing fiddle. Scott Phillips, banjo, also cropping up. Walt Sarkis plays acoustic bass, and Jason Yaroz plays guitar, mandolin as well. A band from probably West Virginia. I say probably because I think that's where Morgantown is. If it isn't, then I apologise to them. More from them in a little while. I thought I'd better play two in a row. Next on Come All Ye, we'll go to, I think, a track called My Friend Michael. It's an instrumental composed by Anne Lederman, one of five female musicians, most of them Canadians, in a band called Portage.
Thank you.
group is called Portage. Anne Lederman composed that rather pretty waltz called My Friend Michael. So lucky Michael, having such a lovely tune named after him. Lumiere next. This is Pauline Scanlon and Eilish Kennedy. They have at least two albums out, and you've heard both of them on the program. This is from My Dearest Dear. And it's a track called Bona Lyrica, I think. It means the one-horned cow. And it's really a kid's song, but most kids, when they learn it in Ireland, don't realise that the one-horned cow is really a potsheen still.
Before the best.
That's a pretty formidable trio, Big Hoedown, led by Bruce Molsky, playing fiddle and banjo, and we heard him singing lead on that song, Train on the Island. Beverly Smith plays guitar and also sang there, and Rafe Stefanini, another fiddle, another banjo, and more vocals. So lovely three-part harmony there on Train on the Island, followed by a little tune called Golden Chain Tree. At the top of the program, I played a track by a duo called the Groanbox Boys, who occasionally use an instrument closely resembling the lagerphone, the Australian lagerphone. Next group is called Yellowhorn, and they play something that so closely resembles the Australian instrument didgeridoo that, in fact, it is a didgeridoo. But these people are Ostrobothnian Finns. They're Swedish speakers, but they're Finns. And Ostrobothnia, I think, is on the west coast of Finland. And we'll hear the lead singing from Jenny Wilhelms, a song called Konungen och Trollkvinnen, which is the king and the sorceress. Look out for the didge. group from Finland, Jalahorn, with a much-travelled didgeridoo as part of their repertoire, or part of their instrumental lineup. The song about the king and the sorceress, Konungen och Trollfinnen, Jenny Willems singing there. If you're feeling a bit chilly after being so far up in the Northern Hemisphere, we'll bring it a little closer to the equator. This one's from Hawaii, the great Cyril Pahinui, who sang, but he also was a rather marvellous Hawaiian slack key guitar style, or otherwise known as Kihoalu. This is a track called Koali. Guitar is called Kihoalu, or guitar playing, I should say. They're from Cyril Pahinui from Hawaii. Another one from the featured album. This is a song called Uncle Ned, and I'll play it for a little fella who lives not far from Bathurst, whose name is Ned. He'll always be an uncle because I don't think he can be a father anymore. He's a dog.
Where the hair ought to grow, that house up in the hole. Time to leave, I'm gonna slip my cable. Way, hey, bully in the alley. Gonna visit my Sal as often as I'm able. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now. I'm gonna leave my Sal and go out a sailing. Way, hey, bully in the alley. I'm gonna leave my gal and go out a whaling. Bully down in Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Shimbo now. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Way, hey, bully in the alley. So help me, Bob, I'm bully in the alley. Bully down in Shimbo now.
Slightly mysterious song, Bully in the Alley. Lots of theories about what it's all about and where it came from and which alley it is. I went looking for Shinbone Alley, and there's apparently Shinbone Alleys all over the place in various locations, mostly in America, near docks, waterfronts, that sort of thing. More than that, I cannot say. We heard the group Blue Murder, who came together, I think, only for that one album. But what good harmonies. The album titled No One Stands Alone. I love coming back to that album and sharing tracks with you. Bully in the Alley. This next one comes from a chappie who used to be a member of the post-punk, or punk band, I suppose, really, Roaring Jack in Sydney, Steph Miller. After the demise of Roaring Jack, he went on to do other things musically, including forming a band called Railplane, a track from a self-titled album of theirs called Windradyne, which happens to be the name of not just a suburb in Bathurst, where I live, but the name of an Indigenous leader from the early 19th century in this part of the world. So Windradyne and The Traveller's Key, tunes both composed, I think, by Steph Miller. Windradyne and The Traveller's Key, a couple of tracks from an EP by the group from Sydney called Railplane. And I've explained to you in previous programs what Railplane was, who invented it and why they called themselves that. So I won't do that again. We're running out of time anyway. However, I did mention Roaring Jack, so we better hear from their former lead singer, the late great Alistair Hewlett.
Yeah. You came to this country in fetters and chains, outlaws and rebels with numbers for names, and on the triangle were beaten and maimed, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Dukies and duchesses, flash lads and whores, you worked their plantations and polished their floors, lived in their shadow and died in their wars, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heartbeat to see tar and concrete cover the tracks on the old bullock train? Have you grown so heartless to christen it progress when the swaggies have all waltzed Matilda away? You to roam over the bracken and over the foam, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Then in the fever for fortune and fame, you caused the poor blacks to suffer the same. Imprisoned on missions are hunted for game, bloodstained the soil of Australia. Does it quicken your heart? See tar and concrete cover the tracks on the old bullock train. Have you grown so heartless to christen and progress when the swaggies have all waltzed Matilda away? It's 200 years since you came to this land, betrayed by the girl with the black velvet band, and still to this day you don't understand what stained the soil of Australia. Grey and white, called Australian and new, brothers and sisters of every hue. The future is ours, take the wealth from the few, and raise the red Australia. Let it quicken your heartbeat, the wrongs at your own feet. Travel it lightly and travel it well, and don't speak of success or prison and progress till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda. Speak of success or prison and progress till the swaggies can all waltz Matilda as well.
Arguably Alistair Hewlett's best known song, the swaggies have all waltzed Matilda away, from his solo album released well after Roaring Jack had folded, Dance of the Underclass. Time for a couple of, or one and a half tracks, I guess, now. We're getting towards the end. This one's called The Galway Rover by the Victorian group Blackwood.
I've the face of a stranger with the smile of a rover. I'll take a glass of Tunkinbara and a jug of water. Down the great donkey roads to the hills of Connemara, to my dark Spanish handsome love way down in Galway town, where Jimmy is me love, he's me pride, he's me darling. Jimmy leaves me wonder to the ends of the world. Jimmy brings me love, gives me hope and sets me dreaming.
And when the leaves are turning, in his arms all settled down
in Galway town. The spring brings the swallow, fresh land of a rover. The blushing summer roses shed their petals to the glen. And the long breathless evenings where the loneliness is heaven makes the dreaming come so easy on the road to Galway town. Where Jimmy is me love, he's me bride, he's me darling. Jimmy leaves me wonder to the ends of the world. Jimmy brings me love, gives me hope and sets me dreaming. And when the leaves are turning, his arms all settled down
in Galway town.
The curd you were calling, the shy form is prancing. All the ferns on them bulbing like a thousand gentle eyes. All the creatures of Erin sing their own sweet songs of pleasure as the rover goes a-whistling down the road to Galway town. Where Jimmy is me love, he's me pride, he's me darling. Jimmy leaves me wonder to the ends of the world. Jimmy brings me love, gives me hope and sets me dreaming. And when the leaves are turning, his arms all settle down
in Galway town.
Almost to an end, a group from Victoria, Blackwood, and the Galway Rover, featuring the voice of Jane Thompson. Thank you for your company today. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and we can do it all again soon. I'm Bruce Cameron, and if you'd like to hear the program again, go to comeallye.com or 2mce.org. Find a few relevant buttons, and you'll be able to hear an on-demand repeat of the program. In a couple of days, it should be up. Couple of days. I sound like a tradie, don't I? This is wonderful Irish band Nafili. This tune is The Piper's Chair, and we'll hear The Rose in the Heather, and then I'm gone. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.